With me today is Jenny Bruce, who is a solicitor with Burkitt Long. She works in the Court of Protection and Inheritance Disputes team. Today she's going to tell us about that team and what it does. Jenny.
Hi. We deal with all types of disputes regarding the estate of someone who's passed away. We also deal with disputes regarding trusts, and often they can be connected with the estate of someone who's died. We also deal with work in the Court of Protection. The Court of Protection is a court which deals with the affairs of someone who's still alive but is lacking the capacity to manage their property or their personal interests. And we can make applications to the court on behalf of interested parties for that person's benefit. And sometimes those can be disputed as well. We deal with those as well as the non-disputed ones. And my team also does work in long-term care fees funding. So if somebody's in long-term care, and their medical needs are great, they should be funded by the NHS or local authority, and we can help family members deal with those kind of applications.
Now, there is some very recent case law about someone who disputed a will, which I believe is going to have an impact on other people. Can you tell us a bit about that?
The case you're talking about is Islett and Mitson. It's a case that was originally decided quite some time ago. It's not actually regarding the validity of a will. It's a claim by a daughter of a deceased person who's been left out of her mother's will entirely. It's not actually about whether the will is valid or not. She accepts that the will is valid. She just felt that it wasn't right that she wasn't receiving any benefit from her mother's estate. So she made an application under an act called the Inheritance Provision for Family and Dependents Act 1975. We shorten that to the IPFDA. Originally, she was awarded £50,000 in the Court of Appeal. That's now been increased by the Court of Appeal to £164,000. And the reason that that's quite a significant decision is because being an adult child who isn't in any way dependent on the deceased or hasn't got a disability or anything like that, traditionally those types of claimants have found it very difficult to be successful under that act. So it's notable because of the success, but also now with the latest decision because of the increase in the award, and that equates to approximately half of the estate of the deceased, which is quite an unusually large amount for an adult child in that position to receive.
And how do you think this is going to affect your workload?
Well, I think overall it's going to open up more claims from adult children who are financially independent. Up until now, we would be advising people that that's quite difficult to mount successful challenges on that basis. And although there are some specifics to this case, I think from memory, the daughter was on benefits and her financial position was quite difficult. And I think it also depends on where the estate is being left. And again, I think in this case, the estate may have been going to charity or something like that. I think that will make a difference. But overall, I think we'll get an increase in adult children who are financially independent making claims.
And is there more chance of these claims becoming successful? Do you have any kind of words of caution?
Well, I think potentially it's always worth thinking very carefully when you're making a will and you're wanting to cut out close family members about how you do that. It is impossible to totally exclude a claim under the Act, but there are steps that you can take with correct advice that can mitigate that risk. So I think people making wills do need to be aware of that. But yes, it certainly opens up a lot more avenue for dispute for us.
So Jenny, if there's someone out there listening to this who wants to make a claim against a will, what would be your advice?
I think overall it's just to act quite quickly, come in and get advice as soon as possible. With claims under the IPFDA, along the lines of the Mitson case, those claims have to be made within 6 months of a grant of probate being issued. So time's obviously of the essence with those. And in any will dispute, for example, where you're contesting the validity of a will, those again need to be brought forward as quickly as possible, because there is steps that we can take in the early stages to halt the administration of an estate while those claims are being investigated. And once a grant of probate is issued, it does make it more difficult to pursue those claims. Not impossible, but more difficult.
So if anyone wants to get hold of you, how would they reach you?
So the best thing to do is to use my direct telephone number, which is 01206 217 377. Or I'm happy to be contacted by email, which is Jenny, which is J-E-N-N-Y, dot Bruce, B-R-U-C-E, at Burkitt Long, which is all one word, .co.uk.